official home for the Northview teams, northescambia.com.
To Friday Night Football here in Blount, Florida, with your Northview High School Chiefs. For tonight, the Northview High School Chiefs will be taking on the Sneed's Pirates. Sneed comes in with a record of 4-3 overall, 4-2 in the district, facing our Chiefs with a 5-2 record overall, 4-2 also in the district. Tonight's game will be for third place in the 1-1A district tonight. Tonight is senior night here at Northview High School, and the festivities here pregame were nice. The weather held off, but it has been raining here steadily for the last 10 minutes. It looks like the rain has stopped, and we're getting ready as the teams are preparing to take the field for tonight's contest. And the Chiefs come out to the field. Last week's game, the Chiefs faced the Jay Royals and came away with a 28-27 win over Jay. It was one of the most exciting high school football games I've seen in some time. And we're looking forward to the same type of performance at our Chiefs tonight. Teams are now taking the field prepared. The Pirates won the toss and have deferred to the second half as Northview lines up to receive tonight. Lowry deep, Jackson and Kyles also back with Uhouse preparing to wait. Number two, Jeff Davis will be having the kicking duties tonight for Sneed's as Sneed's prepares to kick off. And let's see what our Chiefs can do tonight. And it's just a little poop punt. It's going to be taken by number 37, Aaron Chantry. Aaron Chantry goes out around the right side. He's going to be brought down by number 5, Jamar White, on the 30-yard line. So it's a fumble, and the ball goes over to the Sneed's Pirates. So there's a fumble on the carry, and the ball is going over to the Pirates. First and 10 from the 30-yard line of the Northview Chiefs. Number three, Terrence Green, is there in the power eye formation. He drops back. He hands the ball to number one. It's Mark Lawson who goes around left side. He's gone for about 7 yards down to about the, they're going to give him 6 yards line, 6 yards to about the 24-yard line. So it'll be second down and 4 now for the Pirates. So Northview turnover is going to make it second and 4 now. In the 26, as they come again, Green again brings them to the line in the I formation, and there's a little confusion there. He gets away, and Northview's there to stop it. He's going to pick up maybe enough yard to get back to the original line screen. No, it looks like he's going to pick up about 2 yards, and so it is going to be a third down and a long 3 now for the Pirates as they come up. So we can't afford to turn over the ball in high school football or any football for that matter. Here they go. He hands it off, hands it to number 5, Jamar White. But Jamar is hit hard, and he's trying to run, but he's going to be dropped for a big loss. There was no whistle. He's going to bring it back to the 35-yard line, which is going to make it a fourth down. But they're going to call it down at the 30, back to the original line of scrimmage. So that's going to be a loss of 8 yards on the play. So here they go. Now it's 4th and 10 for the Sneed Pirates. with 10:14 left in the first quarter. No score. Again, on the kickoff, the Chiefs fumbled the ball on their own 30-yard line. The Pirates took over. It's fourth down. They are going to go. They're in passing formation, but it's a sweet pitch out. And Lawson is going to be hit in the backfield, but he's going to get away. And there's no one there, but he's going to go down. He's not going to get first down yards, but he's going to be close. He's going to be about a long yard, maybe 2 yards short, but it was there. He changed directions, and it was there, but it didn't. So the Chiefs will take over at first and 10 on their own 23-yard line now. So we're going to have to take better care of the ball tonight and see what they can do here as they come out. It looks like number 8, Brandon Sheets, will be coming in and handling the quarterback duties on this first drive tonight as Brandon brings the Chiefs to the line. He's got Uhouse and Grice in the backfield. He's missing, he's looking, there's some confusion. We're missing somebody, and somebody didn't come in. It was number 2, Jackson, and they have to use a timeout. So coach is, Wheatley is not very happy about that one. I can't blame him. We got to get our heads in the ball game. So we're going to take a timeout now for our sponsors. Well, teams come back at the end of timeout. Northview comes back. Wheatley and Wise went out and talked with them and have given them a play. Let's see what they do now. Grice is directly behind. We're in a tight wing formation with Jack and Uhouse is in motion. He takes the handoff. He goes on the left side. He's going to go for about 6 yards now on his first carry. So it'll be first down at 6 as he goes behind the block in a big number 78. John Sellers. So first and 10 now goes for 6. And now Brandon Sheets comes out, and number 12, Brad Lowry, goes in at quarterback for the Chiefs on a second. And we cover the 4 yards line. He's under with the tight wing formation again. Uhouse is in motion. The handoff goes to Grice. He goes over the right side behind the block in number 76, Cooper. He's going to go for about 2, maybe. Be about, make it 3rd down and 1 now for the Chiefs. A long one. Lowry remains in the ball game now for the Chiefs as he brings them to the line of scrimmage. There is going to be a timeout for a measurement now. Never mind, he waves that off and he's going to ring it. So here we go. Up the line. So again, that tight wing formation. Lowry still in. Uhouse, Grice, and Jackson in the backfield. Jackson in motion. The handoff goes to Uhouse and he goes over the left side behind the big blocking of Cooper, who pulls from that right side and leaves number 76, Cooper, with the blocking as Uhouse will go for first down yardage and have the ball, the nose resting on the 35-yard line of the Chiefs with a first and 10 now for the Chiefs with 8:26 left to go in the first quarter. It is still 0-0, the Northview Chiefs and the Snead Pirates. So here we go back to the line of scrimmage. Lowry still in the ball game for the Chiefs at quarterback again with Grice directly behind him. Jackson and Uhouse are in motion. That's going to be a flag. That's going to bring it back. They're going to step that one off. Can't have two folks in motion in the back. You had some confusion back there because Jackson and Uhouse both were moving with the ball. So that'll be 5-yard penalty against the Chiefs and make it 1st and 15 now for the Chiefs. So on the opening kickoff, we fumbled the ball. And now with the 1st and 10 from our own 35, we stump on our foot again. And now it's 1st and 15. Coming in for Snead, 75. It's listed at 6'8", 450 pounds coming in. I was told earlier he was a start beginning year, but he lost his yard. They've put him on the right side, the left side of our line where we've been going. But Jackson takes the pitch. He's around. He bounces off, but he's going to go. He's going to lose yardage. It looks like he's going to lose about 2 yards on that carry as they try to go wide right with it around the side. So it's going to be a loss of 1 and 2nd and 16 now. Lowry looks to the sideline for a play and takes it to the huddle. So they look at that big number 75, 450 pounds, listed at 6'8", 450, tackle number 75, Ray White. for the Sneed Pirates. So again, in the tight wing formation, number 17 is Kyle's had the ball. He called. The Sneed players are saying they haven't. Let's see what they say here. It is. He gives it. It is a Pirates ball. It's number 17, LaMica Kyle's freshman, fumbles for the Chiefs, and the ball is going to be marked on about the 27 yard line. First and 10 from the 27 yard line now of the Chiefs. So that's two fumbles. Here we go. The Pirates come back up with the power high formation. Number 3, Terrence Green, under center, takes a snap, hands off to number 2, who is going to go for about 9, maybe 10 yards there. Jeff Davis takes that carry. So he's going to be marked down on the 20-yard line, it looks like. Let's see. Second 2 now after an 8-yard carry by Davis. So here they go. Second down and 2 now from the 20-yard line for the Pirates. As Terrence comes up, he hands up. He's not going to go nowhere. He may go. They may get a yard on the carry, but the defense stood tall there, and it's going to make it 3. Third down and a long 2. Let's see where they mark it, though. Third down. And no gain. It's going to be 3rd and 2 again from the 20. It's still on the 20-yard line. So a great defensive stand there as the Sneed Pirates come back to light. Green coming back under center. This time they're not in the power eye. They have the lone back. Lawson, number 1, is a lone back. They're wide. The pitch is to Lawson, though. He's going around the right side, and he's got plenty of room. He's going to be taken out of bounds at about the 4-yard line. Run. Nice blocking. First down and goal now from the 4-yard line for the Sneed Pirates. So the Pirates are in business here with their second possession tonight, and they're just hanging on to the ball. That's been the difference. We haven't been able to hold on to the ball. We were moving the ball, and again, we started shooting ourselves in the foot. So we got to quit doing that. Put your guns up, Chiefs, and let's play football. As they come back to the line of scrimmage, Green under center. Lawson again in the backfield by himself. Got 2 wideouts on the line, and he hands off under center to Lawson. He goes to Davis. Davis is going to go down to about the 1-foot yard line. He's very close. Let's see where they mark it at. Flag on the play. It's going to go against the Sneed Pirates. Let's see what the call is. It's going to be a... Yeah, it's going to be a shifting call. So that's going to be a 10-yard penalty. Now 5 yards, he'll lose. So the ball will be just inside the 10 now. We'll say 1st and goal from the 9-yard line. So the Pirates come back to the line of scrimmage with a 1st down. Again, they kept with the power eye formation with Jamar White and Lawson in the backfield. And Green under center takes a snap, and the handoff goes to Lawson. He goes over the right side. He goes for inside the 5-yard line. He's going to go for about 5 yards on that. So it'll be 2nd now and goal from the 4. So Lawson moved that ball with some authority over that right side. They just got off the ball quick and moved that defensive line of the Chiefs back. 2nd now and goal for the Pirates as they come back to the 4-yard line. Green again, number 3. And the ball's on the ground, but he picks up the ball. He tries to carry it, and he's going with it. And he's going to move the ball for about 2 or 3 yards. He's going to be close. Let's see, they're going to mark it at about the 2-yard line. So he's going to pick the ball up and carry it for 2 yards. So 3rd and 2. 3rd and goal from, looks like 3rd goal from the 2-yard line now. So, let's see. As they come back to the line of scrimmage, Green coming back up under center. White and Lawson in the backfield in the power eye formation. 2 routes hook wide. The ball goes to Lawson, but he slips, and he's going to hit and drop for a loss of about 1 yard, maybe 2 yards. So the defense for the Northview Chiefs hold tight. Let's see what they do. Will they kick the ball? Are they going to go for it? Let's see where it's at. As I see John Sellers coming out, and number 84, Lance Newhouse, coming out, and they're going to take timeout. We're going to take it with them. So you again can hear from the Okay, timeout over. Teams take the field again. Chiefs defense stood tall and made a stop. But here we come now with fourth down and four for the Pirates. It's fourth and goal from the four-yard line as they're going to come out. And let's see. It looks like Green is going to be under center with Uhouse deep. Number five, White in motion. The pitch is going to go to Lake. But he's going to be hit in the backfield, and he's going to get away and reverse. And he's going to walk it into the end zone. Touchdown. So, touchdown. He was stopped in the backfield, and he changed directions and come back, and there was nobody at home. They've got to stay at home. There was no one there. They just over-pursued. They thought they had him. And so he goes for a four-yard touchdown, and it is 6-0 now with 3:31 left in the first quarter as they line up for the extra point attempt. And Rogers back. He's attempting, but it is good. It makes it over. It was almost blocked by number 49, Levi Gidden, but he missed. So at 3:31 to go in the first quarter, it's Snead Pirates 7 and the Northview Chiefs 0. Okay, we're back. It's the Snead Pirates now with a 7-0 lead with 3:31 left to go in the first quarter. Prepare to kick off. Uhouse deep along with Jackson and Kyles. A little pooch punt headed over to the 30-yard line. And LaMichael Kyles runs to get the ball. He drops it. It looks like the ball, let's see what they kick. It looked like to me from here that LaMichael Kyles may have got back on. He did. He gets back on his own fumble. So that is three fumbles now already. Ready for the Chiefs. Two went toward the Pirates, and one we have gotten back. Now, the only difference is that the Pirates have got 7 points now off our turnovers as number 8, Brandon Sheets, now comes in quarterback for Northview. He looks to the side, looking for a play from Coach Wheatley, and takes it to the huddle as the Chiefs now come to line again with Brandon Sheets, number 8, at quarterback. Sheets back. He's got Uhouse and Grice with him in the backfield. The handoff goes to Grice. He's over the left side. He's going. He's going to have first down yards as he scampers across the 50 down to the 45-yard line of the Snead Pirates. So good pickup. Good play there. Behind the blocking again are number 78, John Sellers, and number 52, Anthony Pierce. So a good pickup for the Chiefs, and that was not 52 Pierce. That was number 67, Samuel Cooler, on the blocking along with Mr. John Sellers. So, again, Sheets is lined up, and the shotgun takes a snap and hands off again to number 3. No, he keeps it and pitches it to Uhouse. Uhouse around the right side, and he's going to go for 5, close to 6 yards over the right side as he goes over the 40 to, let's see where they mark it. No, it's going to be second, and no, they're going to right over the 40. So they're going to give him 6 yards, second and 4 now for the Chiefs. As the Chiefs have found in the last two plays, not only the way to move the ball, but we're also hanging on to the ball now. It's good. So Sheets again at quarterback as they break the huddle and go to the line of scrimmage. Brad Lowry is in. He's out wide right as Sheets is beginning to take the ball. And the shotgun again. This time he hands off to Uhouse. Uhouse on the right side. And he's going to go into the end zone for a touchdown. Uhouse over the right side behind the blocking of number 76, Cooper, touchdown, Northview. So with 2:17 left, the score now 7-6 as Lowry will line up and be ready to attempt the extra point. So that time, not only can we give the ball, but we held on to the ball, which is refreshing for me as well as the rest of the Northview Chiefs. Again, it has rained prior to game time. It is wet out there, and the Chiefs have had trouble hanging on to the ball. And Lowry prepares for the extra point. Now as he lines up, Sheik has the hold, and the kick is good. It's my buddy, the grass doctor. A little late, but he shows up with 2:17 left in the first quarter. It's 7-7, Northview and the Snead Pirates. Welcome, Doug, to Senior Night at Northview.
Well, I'll tell you, Rick, I've been down there visiting with the coaches down there. He's putting together a game plan here, and it seems to be paying off so far. And we won't even talk about the water we spiked over there in the visiting team. So we're good.
I'm glad to have you here, Doug.
I'm glad I can finally make it. Bring me out of the peanut field.
Bring me out of the peanut field. We're going to take a break. It's time to give our sponsors a chance. Those people that are sponsoring this game to you for NorthEscambia.com. Welcome back, and the teams are back on the field as Lowry prepares to kick off. 2:17 left in the first quarter. It's 7-7. As Lowry kicks, his kick goes deep. It's going to go down to about the 12-yard line and be taken. And number 10, who is Easton Walden, with a carry, a good run, brings it back to about the 38-yard line of the Pirates, where he is first and 10 now for the Pirates. They're going to mark it at the 38. So, again tonight, our defense started where they did last week with a great stand inside the 5-yard line. We held them, and then I believe they finally got tired, Doug, and they went in. The Pirates went in for a 4-yard touchdown on us. After it was stopped, he just changed directions on the field and was able to walk it in. So the Pirates come up with Green under center. He pitches back to number one, Lawson. He's over the left side. He's still on his feet, but he's going to go for maybe a yard. Looks like for a yard gain there.
Looks like so, a good defensive line held on that one.
Good turn. I see number 64, Gardner, coming out. Number 78, Sellers, checking in. Grice comes out. And number 4, Uhouse, will be going in for him on defense. The Pirates bring it back to the line of scrimmage, lining up with that lone back in the backfield. There's a flag. See what this is. Sideline warning against the Chiefs. So
I didn't see anything wrong with that. Everybody's behind the line.
I don't know, but he's getting a little excited there. Green takes the snap, and he hands it off, and he's going to lose about a yard on that play. Maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. He got back to the original line of scrimmage. So it'll be 3rd and 8 now, a long 8 for the Pirates. Sound like you, Doug. I didn't see what the confusion was for a sideline, unless that man just don't want anybody near him down there, because he's still arguing with the coaches on Northview side. So
he sure is.
He's threatening to throw somebody out. He's pointing his finger at somebody. He's not happy at all down there. So the Pirates are 3rd and 8 as we get back to the ball game and leave the entertainment on sideline with a pitch out to number 1, Lawson. Number 1, Lawson, is tripped up by number 9 and brought down by number 78. So number 9, Austin Arrington, trips him up, and the stop is made by number 78, John Sellers, for a gain of about, we're going to give him a gain of about 4 yards maybe. So with a 4th down now and a long 5, almost 6, the Pirates will punt to the Chiefs. We've got Uhouse back deep now.
Very good defensive stand.
Very good defensive stand. Watch Sellers. They started playing Sellers last week on both sides, number 78, on both sides of the ball, and John Sellers is showing out on that defensive side of the ball.
I heard he really likes to play defense.
I heard that. Seth, punt goes back. It's going to hit the ground, and it's going to take a roll down to about the 32-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10 from Northview from their own 32. See number 3, Grice, down on the field.
The Chiefs will be in business 1st and 10.
So we're going to take a timeout with them for an injury timeout. Okay, welcome back after the timeout. Grice comes off, walks off under his own power, which is a good sign. He's with the trainer now. But now at the end of 1, it is still 7-7 as we begin the 2nd quarter with the Chiefs with a 1st and 10 from their own 32-yard line. This time the Chiefs going from the west to the east with the ball as they take the field. And Brandon Sheets, number 8, is still in at quarterback. Number 4, Uhouse, and number 25, Roderick Woods, in the back backfield with him. Lowry out wide right. The ball's handoff to Uhouse. He goes over the left side behind the blocking of 78 and 25. So number 25, Roderick Woods, leads the blocking on that. And they're going to go down, and it looks like they're going to pick up about 5 yards for a second and five. Actually, they're going to say six and give him second and four now. So,
looks like that time they were in this split backfield, so they don't have the they've changed up their offensive scrimmage here a little bit, so it looks like it's being productive for them.
It does.
Cut back with him. That's 22.
Aubrey.
Austin Aubrey.
Uhouse is in motion. Uhouse takes the ball and goes around the right side with a sweep. He's got a little bit of hole. He's going to go for first down yardage. He's going to take the ball to about the 49-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 now for the Chiefs. And I am getting entertained by this referee down here that's on our sideline. He is very animated as he is. I don't know if there's someone on that side tormenting him, or he just decided he wants to torment us tonight. But he's been fun. I'm trying to focus on the game. Though.
Well, it looks like we're the only ones with the extra red paint there. And maybe they shouldn't put that red paint down.
Yeah. Here they come back the line of scrimmage again. Sheets, the shotgun. He takes the snap and the ball's handed off this time to number 17, Grimes, who's going to go for about 14 yards and another Chiefs first down as he moves the ball with authority down to, yes, he's down to the 42-yard line, maybe the 41-yard line. They mark it on the 41-yard line. First and 10 now for the Chiefs from the 41-yard line of the Pirates.
Good play up the middle that time. They had good blocking, had an excellent hole to run through. Missed a couple would-be tacklers, and we got another first down, Rick.
Another first down, again, by the freshman, Micah Kyle's carrying the ball. This time he held on to it, which I'm glad to see. He's lost two tonight, and I was proud to see him hang on to it. So he takes a snap. He's going to pass his high. His pass is intended for number 22, Austin Albritton. The pass falls short, though, and Albritton made a nice try at it, but Sheets' pass was well short, but was well covered by the Pirates. So second and 10 now for the Chiefs. As Sheets looks to the sideline to get a play and brings them back again to the line of scrimmage. He again with a lone hound back in the back. Holmes, or that's Roderick Woods, with Sheets in the backfield. So Woods alone back in the backfield as they prepare now. As Sheets takes a snap, hands off to Woods. He's over the left side, and there's a big hole. He's going to scamper for first down yardage and more and go for about another 14-yard carry. Roderick Woods, number 25, the freshman, yet another freshman running back for our Northview Chiefs, goes for 14 yards, and it's going to be first down now, first and 10 from the 27-yard line of the Pirates. So another good run, Doug.
Good hard running that time. Many people was trying to tackle him, but he run right through him. So they're not going to arm tackle that man.
No, they're going to have to wrap him up and take him down. As they come up first and 10 now, Sheets again with the shotgun. He's got two backs. He's got nine in the backfield. The ball's on the ground, and Sheets drops, falls down on the ground, falls on top of the ball.
Looked like
and
he tried to run before he had
about 2 yards with that. I think it was a bad snap. Looks like he had to reach out and try to get the snap. But I'm like you, Doug. It looked like he was looking to this right side before he got to hold the ball and just could not make the connection with hands and ball. And so the ball, again, for the fourth time, hits the ground for the Chiefs tonight in the first half. The only thing, now two go over to the Pirates and two to us. Pirates have 7 points off turnover as we come back with a second and 12 now for the Chiefs. He takes the ball, hands off this time to LaMichael Kyles, number 17 of the middle. He's going to take the ball down to about the 23-yard line and make it a third and four, long four, maybe a third and five. Going to mark it on the 22, so third and five now for the Chiefs.
It almost looked like Brandon was still bobbling that ball just a little bit on that handoff, so maybe you get a handle on that thing.
Uhouse is checking in, and Kyle is coming out, and she looks to the sideline for the play and goes to center with the play, and the Chiefs are now breaking huddle to come to the line of scrimmage.
You're in
let's see what they're going to do with third down and a short five at third and five. Holmes, the long, or that's Roderick Woods, number 25, the long back, takes a snap. He rolls to his right. He's ready to pick. He's got number 12, but it's going to skip the ground. He was open. Number 12, Brad Lowry, was open for the pass, but the pass is one there. Lowry gets up, comes back. So it's going to be fourth down as they look to the side, which I expect that he'll go for it here as Coach Wheatley calls him up to the side, but I expect him to go for it here. I don't believe Lowry's leg is quite strong enough from this distance to kick a field goal, so I think we'll go with fourth and five at the 22-yard line now of the Pirates.
It was a good play call in the last one.
Again, Woods in the backfield, long back in the shotgun as he takes it. He drops back, and there's good coverage, and he's just going to hit and throw it down. Hey, there was nothing there. I see a flag come down on the field over on the sideline, and I'm not sure what was going over there, but I believe this is going to go against the Chiefs. Let's see. Yeah, fourth down, and it's, yeah. Let's see what happens here. Attention. So.
Our defense holds right there. Chiefs. They're away from playing, kicking the game.
Well, Davis. The Chiefs sort of sputtered on that one. They can't convert on a fourth and five from the 22 of the Pirates, and the Pirates will take over now from their own 22 as they come with a first and 10. Green with Davis and Lawson in the backfield as he takes a snap, number six, or number, that's number five, wide. Davis takes the, he's got a nice hold over on the left side. He's going to bring it to about 29-yard line. That's going to be a real nice run and a nice gain of about, that's going to be a 7-yard gain now. They make it 7-3 from the 29-yard line now for the Pirates. So,
good cutback that time. He found a hole right at the middle and found a crease before the defense could close it.
The Pirates come back again. Green under center, White and Davis in the backs are split this time as he takes a snap and he hands it off to White, number five, who's not going to go anywhere. He stopped immediately at the line of scrimmage by the Northfield Chiefs. So it'll be third down now and three. A long three. So we got coming in Brian Knight. Coming in for the Chiefs on defense. Gardner coming out. Also looked like Sellers back in for the Chiefs on defense. As Green brings him back to line of scrimmage, he takes the ball. Hell, they bump into each other. The ball's in the air. It's a fumble this time. And the Chiefs are going to be on top of it. So for the first time tonight, I see the flag go down. There's a flag down also. There's a flag down on the play. I don't know exactly what happened. Here, let's see what happens. But the ball was recovered by the Chiefs. The Chiefs have the ball now on the 29. Let's see, first and 10, Chiefs. But let's see what the flag is on. There is a penalty, and they are discussing it now. But they have signaled that the ball is going first and 10 for the Chiefs as the ref comes to the sideline to, I think, discuss the call. No. No flag on the play. He's waving off the flag. No flag. So he was probably reaching for his little duty to mark the spot was and missed and got the yellow flag instead. Probably what happened. Which I'm glad. So now a fumble from the other side, which we come up the beneficiary of. So let's see what we can do now with 6:51 left in the half. If we can go down and score on the 29-yard line of the Pirates. So the Sneed Pirates
Pirates of Northeast East tied at 7 as Sheets is in again at shotgun with split backs in the back. It's handed off to Holmes. He breaks it. Or Woods. It's Woods with it. He breaks it. He's going to go for about 3 yards. So it's going to be a 2nd and 7, a long 7. Now they're going to say 2 yards, so 2nd and 8 now for our Northeast East.
Almost had him in the backfield that time, but he was able to.
He got them legs up, remember high. He comes out. Looks like he's got some equipment problem there as Woods comes out. Lowry, Austin, split out wide right. Uhouse, and I can't see who the other is. Sheets up under center, takes the ball, and he hands the ball off, and he's hit immediately, but the ball is handed off to number 3, Rice, and he goes nowhere. That was well played that time by the Steve Pirates.
Well played. They held their own on that defensive line that time.
3rd and 8 now for the Chiefs as they look to the sideline for a play, see what they're going to do. I'm a little confused of why it takes so long to get a play in, but we've had trouble with that, it seemed like.
Sheets was trying to signal something to the coach at the end of that play. It would be interesting to see if he has something in mind.
That
for
he saw something. Sheets in the shotgun, long setback is Rice. He passes the ball to Austin, but it's not going to be for yardage. But there's a flag on the field, and I think the flag is going to be that go against the Pirates for leaving with his helmet. Because Austin, they caught the ball, was on the ground, and he did hit him in the helmet area. Let's see what happens as he gets ready. Holding against the Pirates. So that will be a defensive holding call, which they'll take that and give it a first down now for the Chiefs.
Well, maybe that's what Sheets saw. He knew you get a quick play. Play action pass off.
Albritton was open. The pass fell a little short, but he made a good play to get back, fall back, and catch that. So now 1st and 10 from where are we at there? About the 18-yard line of the Pirates. So 1st and 10 for the Chiefs.
With 5:29
left now in the first half with a 7-7 tie. Again, Sheets in the shotgun.
A double wide out.
Rice there with a double wide out. And his passes again is low and back behind number 4, his intended receiver, Dustin Uhouse. And it's just off. His timing is just off. His man was open. The intended receiver was open. And there all day long, he had him.
Just threw it a little behind him.
Threw a little behind him there. So he's looking now. You can see him sailing to coach. Yeah, I know. I can see that one a little bit. I mean, coach, give me another chance. So let's see what they come out with now. Again, the Sheets again from the shotgun with no one in the backfield as everybody's ready for a pass. So an empty backfield. He's going to take the snap, and he's going to run with a quarterback draw, and he's not going to go very far. He's got that ball out there. He better wrap that thing up, or he's going to lose another one for the Chiefs. So he's going to go for about 2 yards and make it 3rd and 8 now for the Chiefs alone. That's going to be 3rd and 9 for the Chiefs. Work smart. So I'm not sure why he does that and why they're not coaching that, but Sheets got to learn to hang on to that ball.
I'm surprised they didn't work on that last
I'm
week.
I'm telling you, I thought after that game with Jay they would work on it, but there he is again tonight, do it again, as again he's in the shotgun with Grice still on back in the backfield. He's got receivers back. It's a passing play, and his pass is over the middle. Oh, his intended receiver, number 9, Austin Arrington, and Arrington's got to catch those because it was right in his hands. There was no should have been touchdown Chiefs. So that one was beautiful pass by Chiefs and right on target to number 9. And Arrington was there. So we got 4th down. Let's see what we do. It looks like Lowry's going to line up and try for the field goal to put the Chiefs up by 3.
I almost believe he was surprised the ball was right there in his face.
Right in his hand. It was zip. There was some, he put some arm behind it. So now we're going to have to try for the extra extra point as Lowry's back for the extra point, the snap, and it's up, and it looks good from here as the Chiefs take a three-point lead with 4:26 left in the first quarter. It's the Chiefs 10 and the Steve Pirates 7. So
how about that, Rick?
We get 3 points off that turnover, and we'll take that any day of the week, as this game tonight will decide third place in the District 1-1A. Lowry back now to kick off for the Chiefs as the Chiefs take a 10-7 lead over the Pirates. Pirates kick is high and he goes to just inside the 30 at the 25. And the ball's taken. The man's still on his feet. He's going to run number 32. And there's a flag coming in 32. Josh Rogers with the return. There's a flag comes in. Pirates are pointing at the Chiefs. Let's see what this is called is. But there is going to be a call. And let's see. Might have had a little extracurricular activity there. At the
there was
the
a
play.
Bunch of people there.
He's pointing a holding call towards the Snead Pirates. So that's going to back them up 10 yards after a good return. Number 32 now, Josh Rogers. And it's going to take it back to the 25-yard line. First and 10 now from their own 25 for the Snead Pirates. So it looks like the Chiefs put their guns up in the first half, and the Snead Pirates pulled them out. As again, Green brings the Pirates to the line of scrimmage. He's in the I formation. He comes up under center. He has two wide out. He takes a snap. He hands off to number two, Davis. Davis hits a hold at the center. He's going to go for about, it looks like, 7 yards. Maybe 8 yards, 7 or 8 yards. Let's see where they mark it. Stop made by Lonnie Gardner, number 64.
He just grabbed on his back and rode him for
held
him
on,
down.
Held on for dear life, and I'm glad he did because there was a hole there. So, as they come back up, it's going to be a second and a very short two. Again, in that I formation, Green under center. And he takes his snap and hands off again, but it's going to be to number two again. Jeff Davis with the carry and goes nowhere. Maybe a yard. Looks like they're going to give him a yard. Let's see. Lawson with the carry, number one.
I noticed that time like Stephen Long
Stephen
was reaching
Long.
In for that ball, trying,
he was trying
to pull
strip
it out.
That ball. I saw that too, Doug. That would be nice about right now. Strip. We're putting more points on the board as we go in halftime with 3:15 left now in the first half. It's 10-7 Northview over the Snead Pirates. As again, the Pirates come to the line of scrimmage. Again, in the power hour with two wide outs. Green up under center. And he takes a snap. He's going to hand it to the second back. It's going to Davis. And Davis is going to be stopped for a loss of about 2 yards there. Let's see. Maybe they'll give him. He's going to be short. Maybe a half yard short. Fourth down in a very short yard. And let's see what they do now with 2:39 left in the first half.
That was a big excellent play by the defense that time.
Excellent defensive stand there. They got into the backfield and made a stop. Davis is a powerful runner, so because they had him stopped about 2 yards, and he still got a gain of about a half yard out of it there. So he's a good old back, strong little back they've got. But they're going to go for it as they're in the power eye. Green up under center with two backs in that power eye. He pitches it out. It's going to Lawson. But Lawson is going to be stopped. It looks like it's going to be close. He may have the first down. Look like from the initial spot where I see it will be a first down for Lawson and the Pirates.
Could be a little short, Rick.
Could be a little, but he's signaling first down for the Pirates.
He was right
I thought where that. I thought that side judge had marked it. I thought that's what he was going to do. First down there, but I'm like you. He got met hard there, but he got enough for that first down. They needed a half yard.
Good open field tackle. Very good open field tackle.
So now first and 10 from the 35-yard line. The Pirates come back to the line of scrimmage this time. Green again under center. That was put back to net. Here they go. He takes a snap. He's going to pass this time. He's got... Oh, there's nobody there. It looked like he was going for number 32, Josh Rogers, and just overthrew him. So that's only the second attempt to pass tonight by Sneeds.
49 put some good pass.
Yeah, Levi Giddens was in there back there and put the rush on him that time. You're exactly right.
I'm glad the referee was looking to see if he hit him a little late, but he got it. He was okay. He got the green flag.
He got the green flag. No late hits. We don't need any penalties right now. So now second and 10 with a minute and 30 seconds left to go in the first half. And he takes a step, and the pitch goes to Davis over the right side. There's a flag on the field. He's not going to go anywhere, maybe a half yard, but there's a flag. Let's see what the flag is now. The flag is going to go pointing to the Pirates, but let's see. It's holding again against the Pirates. So, again, Doug, at the beginning of the game, Northview had their guns out and continued to shoot themselves in the foot, and they put them up finally, which I'm proud to say, but the Pirates have just gone right over and balled them and got them out, and they're shooting themselves in the foot. So it'll be a loss of down if we don't move the ball to third down. It's declined, so it will be a loss of down. Third down. Now, so third and a long nine, which means...
And
10. So they come to the line of scrimmage.
This time is running out in the second half.
All right. So here they come again.
Just over 35
yards. Power eye formation, green under center. He takes a snap. He's going to hand the ball off to Lawson, number one. Lawson goes around the right side. He's going to find it. Hold there for about 3 yards now for the Pirates. So it'll be fourth and 7 for the Pirates. So the Chiefs have a timeout with a minute and 13 seconds as they use their second timeout of the half. And it looks like that we're going to end the first half 10-7, but it looks like we're going to call a timeout and see if we can punch that thing in and do anything else with it tonight. So as the teams take a timeout, we're going to take a timeout. What you want to call it, Doug?
Timeout.
Let's go timeout. We'll go timeout with them. So with a minute 13 left, the timeout, the teams come back to the field. The Pirates are lined up to kick the ball. Newhouse back deep for the Chiefs. There's a snap. And the kick is off. And it looks like it's going to be returnable by Newhouse. He takes it about 20. And he fumbled the ball. He fumbled the ball. Let's see who's got it. I believe the Chiefs fell on it. That will be the sixth fumble in this ball game. The sixth fumble of a ball game, but this is only one half. Newhouse gets his own fumble. So, unbelievable. That is 5 fumbles for Northview and 1 for the St. Pirates tonight.
We was lucky to get that one back.
He was all by himself.
There were at least 4 white shirts there. I don't know how he came back up with it.
So with a minute 3 left, let's see what his Sheets comes in with the play to the huddle for the Northview Chiefs and bring them to the line of scrimmage.
Looks like he's been ready to throw the ball tonight, so let's see if he can chunk one.
See what he's got. We split back from the backfield. A minute 3 left, 10-7. He takes it. He can't hold on to it, but it goes to Newhouse. Newhouse goes over the right side. He's going to go for maybe a yard.
They definitely need to be working on that snap during halftime.
There was almost yet another fumble. I see something, though. It looks to me like Sheets is turning his head. Just about the time the ball gets there, he's trying to move before he gets hold of that ball. Just get a hold of the ball. He's got number 25, Robert Woodson, in the backfield with him. He's going to pass. His pass is to Austin. Austin takes the ball. Austin Albritton is complete. He takes it to about the 30. They're going to mark it at just inside the 35-yard line for third down. So Austin Albritton with the catch. With the clock still running as they go, what are they doing? Looks like they're just going to let the time run out. They're not going to run another play. So the half is going to end here on senior night. Brett Florida at Northview High School with the score, the Northview Chiefs 10 and the Sneeds Pirates 7. So not a pretty sloppy first half for both teams. However, we are proud to say that we have a 10-7 lead as we go in for halftime, and we're going to go and break for halftime also. Okay, the teams get ready to take the field for the second half. Again, here from Brant, Florida and Northview High School, the Chiefs are leading the Sneed Pirates 10-7. Some first half stats Doug was able to get for us. Total yardage for the Chiefs, 127, and 65 for the Pirates. Number four, Newhouse, 7 carries for 67 yards. And number three, Grice, 3 carries for 21 yards. Got some tackling going on out there tonight, as number 10, Austin Reed, has 6 tackles on tonight. Number 52, Anthony Pierce, with 4 tackles. And number 44, Stephen Long, also with 4 tackles. So some guys shining on both sides of the ball. I hope that when we come out here in the second half, Doug, we can hold on to the ball. There have been a total of 6 fumbles in this ball game on the first half. We lost 2 of those fumbles, one on the opening kickoff of the night, which we were able to hold them on defense to no points. But on the second fumble, they marched down and put in 7 points after we had him stop and changed direction on us and took it into the end zone. And that was number 4, number 2, Jeff Davis, for the Sneed Pirates on the score. As the Chiefs, Brad Lowry prepares to kick off now. Back deep for the Pirates is number 1, Mark Lawson, and number 10, Xavier Utsi. Utsi is how they're saying his name. Utsi. Sounds like he should be a football player. So, I think that it's going. Lawson's going to take it about the 22-yard line, and he's going to get it. He's across the 40. He's still on his feet as he crossed midfield down to the 47. He's done by the 22.
Austin Albritton.
Austin Albritton on the stop. So, a nice return by Lowry. He takes the kick on a line drive run.
And Austin was the last man to beat him.
Austin was the last man there. So, Lawson with a nice return for the Pirates to start the second half as they bring the ball out to the Chiefs 49-yard line, about 48.5-yard line. First and 10 now as they take the ball. Green in the out formation up under center. Split eye. He takes the ball. He's going to keep the ball. He tried the number 44 long again with a tackle assisted by number 78, John Sellers, on the stop for the Chiefs. Number 49, too. Giddens also in on the stop.
Textbook play right there. Everybody got their man, and it ended up with a 1-yard gain. So.
Good coverage. Yeah, they pick up about 1. Now 2nd and 9 for the Pirates. As again, Green brings them to the line of scrimmage. Again, in the I formation this time. Green up under center, takes his snap. He hands the ball off to number 2, Davis, who goes over the right side. He's going to go for about 4 yards, and he is tackled by number 52, Anthony Pierce. So that's going to go for about 3 yards. It's going to be a 3rd down and 6 now for the Pirates. So again, Doug, our defense is looking good. I just hope they continue to look good.
They're playing good. Looks like they're in the game. They're focused. So let's just hold them here on this 3rd down.
Here they go. They're in the backfield. 49 is after Lawson. He reverses it, but number 78 goes and makes a dive out in. But the stop is made by number 6, Monteria Mitchell. He's going to lose yardage, though. Lawson, he again has switched directions on the field. He's the one that did it in the first half and scored a touchdown. But 49, Levi Giddens had the pressure. Was there. He slipped. Lawson was able to change field. Big number 78, though, John Sellers. After that man, like to run down, but he gets a block in the back of call to the go against the Pirates. And it's going to the was a call there. It's going to be 4th and 8 now as the penalty is waved off, which was a block in the back. So they've got who back deep now to punt. I can't see his number.
3 runs.
So they will punt, or at least they're lined up to punt. So let's see what happens. But number 6, Monteria Mitchell, is back deep for the Pirates, or for the Chiefs. It's going to be a fake. It's a fake. He passes the ball. The ball's up. But the ball's overthrown. It's intended for number 8, Trent McDaniel. So fake punt. Like I said, they were lined up to kick. So it looked like the Chiefs were ready for that, though. They are lined up, so the Chiefs will take 1st and 10 now from their own 48-yard line. So the Chiefs defense again comes out and starts off the second half with another good stand.
Not sure about that call on that play, but it works to the Chiefs' favor on that one. So we'll take it as the offense comes to the field, and Brandon Sheets is getting the play into the huddle. And let's just see what kind of offense this second half is going to bring.
I think the Steve coach was thinking his defense has played a pretty good ball game so far. I'm going to try to catch him off guard here at the beginning of the second half and try a little trickery. It just didn't pay off. As number Bryce takes the ball over the left side for the Chiefs, he's going to go for about 2 yards. But he's hit down and brought down by the Pirates after a short gain. Hit tackled by number 5, Jamar White.
Not much on that play right there. There was like the defense did a good job, or the offensive line wasn't quite ready, but we'll need to. 78 came back in, so let's see if he can bring a charge in that offensive line.
Carrington wide to the left, on Auburn to the right. Power eye formation. Handoff goes to number 3, Rice up the middle. He's going to go for first down yardage. And he's going to go for about 7, because they ain't down to the 44. Not the 40. Yeah, 44. First down now for the Chiefs. So a good run there by Rice.
I would say that. He just exploded through that hole. He got 10 yards fast.
There's Rice.
So good first down, bring it back into the Pirates' territory.
Pirate, 44-yard line.
Again.
Now going under center.
Under center Sheets.
Quinn
Bax got split out. Austin Auburn to the right, but the handoff goes to Grice. He's going to go for about, looks like for about 6 yards there. Number 3, Grice on the carry for the Chiefs, and he's going to go for 5. So it's going to be 2nd and 5 now for the Chiefs. As Grice comes out at number 17, LaMichael Kyle checks in for the Chiefs.
Just good hard running on that play.
So the Chiefs come to the line of scrimmage. The backfield, you got Newhouse and number 17, LaMichael Kyles. And hand off is to Kyles up the middle. He's going to go for about 3 yards there. He goes. So Michael Kyles takes it. Josh Rogers, number 32, on the tackle.
Just wrapped him up on that one.
Nice tackle. 32. He stopped it because he was going strong. He just scampered for a ways that time. And it stopped him. So Kyles go in, does his job, and he's out. As Sheets comes, brings it to the line of scrimmage. Bryce and Newhouse in the backfield. Sheets coming up center with power high. The handoff is going to Newhouse. There's nothing there. He's going to lose maybe a yard on that play. Let's see where they mark. It looks like it's 4th down now and about 3. So it looks like he lost a yard.
That play looked like the Pirates knew exactly what was fixing to happen, and they stopped.
They were all over that one.
67 yards on 8 carries for Newhouse.
So, 4th down, 2. 4th down as he looks to the side. We are not in field goal range, so he will go for it.
Here.
So here they come back to the line of scrimmage. See what they do. And this time, Sheets is going to go out of the eye with split backs. Austin Albritton wide out to the right. Arrington to the left. He takes a snap. The hand goes to Grice. He's going to scamper. He's going to have the first down because he's going to go for about 5 yards. So 1st and 10 now for Bryce and the Chiefs. There's an injured player on the field. 1st team, but he's getting up. Number 5. That's good to see. Jamar White gets up. He goes off. There's official timeout, and we're going to take a timeout with him so you can get a word from our sponsors. So welcome back. The Chiefs come back to the line of scrimmage again. Sheets in the shotgun with split backs back there. Woodson and 17, and number 17, Kyle's takes the carry, and he's going to run down. He's going to be close to another first down, but be about a yard shut, so he's going to go for 9 as he runs to the right side of the center there. So it is going to be 2nd down and 2. Now you're going to, no, 2nd and 3. 7.
They keep backing that one up on us, Rick.
he must have skid on that wet grass or something. But they did come back, as you said, again. Shotgun was split back to 2 wideouts. Sheets takes the snap now. And he hands off again to number 17, LaMichael Kyle, who's going to go for maybe a yard as he goes across the 25. 2, they're going to mark him down at the 23, so it's going to be real close to a first down there.
I believe he got it.
Yep.
But I have been wrong before.
Let's see. Just a couple times. So, Doug, this year.
Who's counting?
I must say, you've probably been wrong a few times. So, let's see what they do here. So, they're going to call it, let's see. They're on 3rd down. It's going to be just short. They're going to call timeout and measure. So, it's close enough that they're going to measure. They are going to measure the ball. So, here they'll go now.
I said it was going to be close.
You were right. Again, you were right. It's close. But that's 2 back-to-back good runs by the freshman number 17, LaMichael Kyles. And blocking on that right side, Sellers, Cooler. So here they come. And they're introducing the cheerleaders. Now, tonight looks like the JV cheerleaders are getting an opportunity to cheer with our... It looks like it is going to be short by just about the nose of the football in a little bit. So, let's see what happens here. It's going to be 3rd down and inches now for the Chiefs. As the Chiefs break huddle and bring it up down with a 3rd down. 5:05 left in 3rd quarter. It's 10-7. Northview leading the Snead Pirates. So 3rd and very short as they come up in the I formation. Sheets is going to line up under the center with Roderick Woods, the short back, and LaMichael Kyle, the second back there in the I. And Woods moves and in motion, and the ball is handed to it, but he's not going to go anywhere. He's going to lose about 2 yards on that as the defense needs to push on the offensive line on the right side of the defensive line, just powers in over our offensive line and makes a stop. So it'll be 4th down and 2 from the 25-yard now.
That was a play I haven't seen this year.
Yeah. I saw when they were warming up tonight. It looked better, though, when there was no one on the other side to defend it because it went for some yardage. But that time, the Snead Pirates ate it up as, again, we come back to the line of scrimmage. 4th down and 2 yards to go. Sheets again with a split backfield, takes the snap. He hands it to number 25. Woods is going to take it, and he's going to go for the 1st down yardage. Let's see where they spot it. But it looks like it is a 1st down based on the spot from here. Let's see. They're going to call in again. Get another measurement, it looks like. Let's see. That's going to be... He's looking at it. He's gonna measure it.
So, yeah. That's a 3-yard pickup.
So I'm not sure what he's seeing, but from here it looks like enough for the 1st down for the Chiefs. So here we go. They'll measure it anyway.
Let's see just how close it comes.
It's 1st down for the Chiefs by more than the length of 2 footballs. So I'm not sure what they saw there, but even from up here in one of the berths.
Well, it gave them time to finish introducing the cheerleaders, right?
Introduce the cheerleaders and give us a chance to get a good play in there, maybe. So she's still looking to the sideline to wait for a call. As the clock cranks back up and Bryce comes back into the ball game, and number 25, our freshman Roderick Woods, comes out. Sheets comes to the sideline trying to get the play. There seems to be some confusion. The clock is ticking. Northview needs to be careful here, or they're going to get a delay penalty on him. They need to get up there and call the ball. And there's 10 seconds left. And it's coming down. There's the flag. He didn't get it. Sheets has to pay attention to that. And trouble again getting the ball. It's going to be a 5-yard delay of game call against the Chiefs and go first and 15 now. And it's going to bring it back to about 26.5-yard line.
Sure looked like some confusion there where Sheets had to run to the sideline to get the play.
There seems to be a lot of problems getting the plays in. And again, there was time for measurement to take time to get your play in. There still looks to be confusion from the Chiefs as they come up. Grice alone back in the backfield. Sheets takes a snap, and he's going to option it off to Grice. Grice is going to take it on the left side. He's going to go for about 4, maybe 6 yards and go across the original line of scrimmage. And so it's going to be second now and 10 for the Chiefs as we move it across the 25-yard line down to the 23-yard line of the Snead Pirates.
Just a quick pitch out to the left side that time, and it was well covered by the defenses. They brought him back to the inside.
And only the second time that I've seen him do that. Both times it's gone for 5 or 6 yards. Might be something the coach needs to look at a little bit, and I'm sure he will, as again the handoff goes to Grice, but there's nothing there. He's going to go for about 1 yard, maybe a half yard on that. Got tripped up. Somebody made a shoestring tackle there. So third down now at 9, a long 9 for the Chiefs as Lowry now comes in. And Uhouse number 84, Lance Uhouse, comes out. So as they look, Sheets again brings him to the line of scrimmage. As he's in the shotgun with Bryce, the lone back. And he's got wide out to both sides. The pass is going over. Ooh, hit number 22. Austin was wide open on the pass. Number 12, Lowry, the 10 receiver, he underthrew him by about 5 or 6 yards. He had two men on him. But over just to his right, number 22, Austin Aubrey, was wide open. He could have walked in the end zone all night. He just didn't see him. But now it's fourth down and a long 9 now from the 23-yard line of the Pirates.
Rick, do you call this just outside the where they could get a field goal, I guess?
I think it's just out of his distance for a field goal. I think the ball needs to be inside that 20. Sheets drops the pass. His pass is intercepted by number 32, Josh Rogers. Rogers over to the right, bringing it up. He's going in with the ball. He's across the 40, the 45, across the 50, down to the 47-yard line at Northview. So Austin's pass, there's a flag on the play, though. But the ball was intended that time, looked like, for number 12, Lowry. And let's see what the discussion is. It's still going to be Pirates ball. The flag come after the interception. So let's see what they're going to do with it now. As we get the call, number 32, Rogers, with the interception. Block in the back against the Pirates. So.
I don't understand that.
I'm not sure.
First and 10, Chief 47-yard line.
Let's see what they're doing.
Maybe they signaled the wrong direction, because I don't understand that call. Block the line from the entire level before the play. After the play, it should be from the spot.
Let's see where they go. There's a confusion on the play. There's a confusion on the call. So there's they call a block in the back and there's no penalty on it. I mean, there's a penalty, but there's no more call. So what are we doing now?
Well, I guess we're getting ready for first and 10.
For a moment there, I thought we were in Bozeman. Lawson is going to lose about 4 yards as he takes a pitch, maybe just 3 yards as he takes a pitch from Green. And number Long, Stephen Long and Grice all over that. And assisted by number 64, Lonnie Gardner, on the tackle. So he's going to lose 4 yards, second and 14 now for the Pirates as they come in. So big number 75 again, Ray White lines up his tackle, 6'8", 450 pounds for the Pirates as the Pirates call timeout. And we'll take a timeout with them, Doug.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
We're going to start this fourth quarter as the Chiefs are going to be starting it. Second and four at the their own 36-yard line. And looks like we've got an eye backfield with a single wide. No, it's double wide out. As we're waiting on the referee to step out of the way, and now we're going to get this fourth quarter underway as Brandon Cheeks takes a snap. It's a fake pitch. It's up the middle. Number three, Grice. He came close. He is within a yard of the first down marker. And he did all kinds of turning and twisting and pushing and pulling to get those 3 yards. Hard earned yards. So looks like the Pirates are going to try to hold on here with a third and a foot. Brandon Sheets is breaking the huddle with our next play. Rice and Kyle's in the eye backfield. And the handoff to Kyle's up the middle. And number five, Jamar White met him instantly. But we'll see if my man Rick says he's got the first down. So the referees aren't even going to debate that one at all. They said if Rick says it's first down it is. And the chains move.
He's got a lick on him that time. I'm not sure who made the lick.
Jamar White. He absolutely met him in the hole. The Chiefs are taking an awful long time in the huddle. Awful long time. I don't have a play clock here, but they must know something I don't. And Brandon is still walking around telling his backs the play. So, and there it goes. Time ran out. No, they called a timeout. So, timeout for the Chiefs as Coach Wheatley is pretty outraged at the something going on out there with that play calling. But so we'll break here.
Thanks for listening to Northview High School Football from NorthEscambia.com.
We're back as the Chiefs line up for a first and 10. They go straight onto the line of scrimmage to get ready for a play. Brandon taking the snap, gives it to, that's a pass. Oh, just out of the fingertip way for Brad Lowry. He was running down the right sideline all by himself. It was just about 2 yards too long, or he could have just caught it in stride and would have gone for the touchdown, but just a little bit off on that one. So we'll wait and see. Or as it comes up, it's second and 10. And coming out of the huddle, they seem to be doing a little better time management after that last timeout. So here we go. As Brandon's in the hands it to Kyle's up the middle, went it for 5 to 6 yards. As gonna bring a third and five now to the play. I would really like to see a first down come out of this one. I would feel very comfortable if the Chiefs could get some more points on the board. We've been able to put together drives, and they just always seem to stall down there at the 20-yard line. So maybe that means that we'll keep moving this ball to the 20. So we hope for a first down on this play. But once again, the Chiefs think that they have forever to get a playoff, and it's not happening.
So Coach Wheatley calls for another timeout to keep from getting the penalty.
Hey, this is William from NorthEastCambia.com. I want to thank you for listening to tonight's game here on NorthEastCambia.com.
Third and five as the Chiefs line up on the line of scrimmage. We've got two in the backfield and a shotgun formation, two wide outs. It's a handoff to Kyles, who goes up the middle. He fell a yard short as he went up the right side, up the middle, just off tackle. A good hard play, but he fell up just a foot short. So we're going to have a fourth and a foot to go. So the Chiefs, I hope, have a good
play in. I mean, need to get up there and run this play if we want to even have a chance at a
So, looks like they're on the line. Just like the same formation as last time. Looks like the same play as Kyles. Kyles ran up the middle, found a seam, a little bit of seam to the left side of the tack, of the center, and was able to pick up the first down. Gained about four, so we're down into the Pirate territory now and moved it down to about the 46-yard line. As we get a fresh set of downs. So Kyles is coming off as he got up of a slight, you know, limp. Maybe twisted an ankle or something as he's on the sideline now. But he's okay. Jackson and Grice in the split backfield. Brandon Sheets taking the snap. Jackson off to the right side. Still on his feet. I thought the play was over. Next thing we know, Jackson just darts out to the pile and gains about another 4 or 5 yards. Well, the referee said that wasn't right, so they brought it back. So we're going to be a second and eight. As Woods does take Jackson's place, Jackson's coming out. The Chiefs are still talking about it in the huddle. As they break to the line of scrimmage now. Same formation with a split backfield. Sheets takes the high snap, gives it to Grice, and able to gain a few yards there as he came off the left side, left tackle. So, it was a very high snap. They've been low all night. Now all of a sudden they went high. As Grice comes out, we're looking at a third and four. It's the same formation, split backfield. Sheets takes a snap. Hands to Woods.
He's still on his feet as he crosses the 34 down to the 30, or crosses 35 down to the 34. I think it's going to be first and 10 now for the Chiefs as LaMichael Kyles makes another good run for the freshman as he comes to the sideline and Grice checks back in.
Good play on that one. It faked me off, that's for sure. I thought the call was going up the middle and it was he kept it and went out to the left side that time with a nice little option play and worked good for a first down. So the Chiefs come to get back to the line of scrimmage, split backfield. Hands it to Woods this time, who goes up the middle. He breaks the tackle. He's still on his feet. He got inside the 20. He's down to maybe the 18, 17-yard line. Good play that time. As you thought he was going to be hemmed in there, and all of a sudden he just came out the other end of that box. And good hard running that time by Woods. A fresh set of downs, and they move the chains. We're now inside the red zone. Now, this is where we have really stalled all night long. So,
Lowry
all year?
All the far side. There's the woods again.
There's a late hit there. It's not going to be called. Boom. Woods. Though he's going to get 2 yards on the carry. Make it second and eight now for the Chiefs.
So, going to bring up a second and nine. So, as Arrington comes into the game, and Long comes out. They can break in the huddle. Second and nine. Still a little confusion in the backfield. They don't know what the play is.
Sheets
hands it to Grice up the middle. He gains a couple yards there. They really were holding on to his shoestrings that time, and he didn't have anywhere to go. We're going to bring up a third and seven for the Chiefs. Kyle's is coming in, and Woods is coming out. Sheets is looking for the play, and he's got it. So really need a good play here, as we got a split backfield. He's got wide outs. Shotgun. He's got the options. Going to Grice. He well covered it. They tried to turn him inside. He still came outside. Was able to get a few yards on the play. Still going to bring up a fourth down, like a fourth and four. So Arrington comes out long, and Woods is going in. Grice is coming out. So Sheets does have the play. Going to the look, and this is fourth and four. Fourth and four in the I backfield. Sheets under center. He takes the snap. He fumbles the ball. He has balls on it back at the 22-yard line. Looks like he tripped on his feet coming back as he was coming back for a pass. And there went the Chiefs' chances of getting that fourth down conversion. So looks like the Pirates will be taking over. And I was really hoping for some more points on the board that time, but looks like, as my partner says all the time, they got the guns out and went to shoot. So they keep the Pirates in the game as the time has come down to 4:18 in the third quarter. All right, timeout, Pirates, and we'll take a timeout here.
Thanks for listening to Northview High School Football from NorthEscambia.com.
All right, we're back. The Pirates are coming onto the field. The referee's already blown the whistle, as the play clock should already be running. And here comes the Pirates. They've got a single man in the backfield. Once they hand two, it's number one. Mark Lawson is trying. He is looking for anything to happen, but the Chiefs held their ground that time, and the Pirates will have to find a new place to sail. So they lost a yard on that play, as the Chiefs really just hemmed him in. Beautiful defensive play that time for the Chiefs. So we come out, second and 11. The Pirates have an eye backfield, two wide outs, quarterback under center. He's going back. He's looking for a pass. He's got a man open. He's throwing it. Oh, just in and out of his hands. Number six, Anthony Dawkins. It was in his hands. It was well covered by number six, Monteo Mitchell. But it was just a good pass play, but they just came up short. So third and 11. Now, so had they caught that pass, they would have been in Chief territory. A good pass. So third and 11, as Pirates come back to the line of scrimmage, looking like a split backfield.
Quarterback under center. Hands it to number one. He's going around the left side. And they hemmed him right in. Looks like Stephen Long from here. And going to fourth and seven. Fourth and eight. So the Chiefs.
307
going. Now the Pirates are showing up like they're in a punt formation. And last time they have shown a fake punt before. And here's a snap. It is a punt. The Chiefs don't have anybody back to field it. So the Pirates down it. At the going to be at the Chiefs around the just about the 39-40 yard line as Northview has held on here to stop the Pirates with 2 minutes and 44 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So basically, if the Chiefs can just gain a couple first downs or just one or two, we might could run the timeout on this clock. And the way the Chiefs stay in the huddle, they might could do it. They just might could pull that off. I don't know what the referee might think about it. But here we go.
Sheets under center.
And hand Woods up the middle. Good 6 yard gain up the middle. Good offensive line surge that time. And, that's the kind of plays we need here late in this fourth quarter. It keeps the clock moving. We're picking up positive yards. And, Brandon's looking into the huddle. Got back into the huddle.
And
we've got going to be a split backfield, two wideouts. Sheets is under center. And goes to Woods. Woods up just off right of the center. Gains 4 to 5 yards. I believe they picked up. Yes, they are giving him the first down, which is exactly what we needed. A minute 53. That field goal in the second quarter is looking better and better all the time right now. So the clock is running again.
Clock running.
So
Chiefs taking their time in the huddle. 10-7 our score.
Yes, the Chiefs are taking their time in the huddle, and they've been good at that. They're real good at that, but they come out. They got a split backfield. And hand off to Woods. This time it's a number 55, Jimmy Roberts. Almost in the backfield with him. Wraps that play up for a no gain. And the
who called a timeout?
So we've got a timeout by the Pirates.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com.
Well, we're back. The referee has blown the whistle to get the playback started. Both teams are lined up. Here comes the snap. Hand to Woods, and I mean to tell you, the Pirates have had enough of that running up the middle, and they have stopped that. So there was no offensive line surge on that one. But the clock is running. We ought to be looking at just under a minute here before the next play is going, which is going to be a third and 11. So the Chiefs are in the huddle. They're gonna milk this clock as long as they can. So Brandon is up to the line. He's looking at the clock.
He hands it to Kyles. Kyles up the middle. He found about 5 yards. He might end up being a fourth and see where they mark it down. They're going to call it a fourth and eight, as there's two Pirates down after that play. So that'll stop the clock with 30 seconds left in the game, as number 58 is very slow getting up. Looks like some type of leg. He's limping, but he's going off the field. Justin Edge. So we're looking at a fourth and eight. We've got 30 seconds. The Chiefs really need to
do something to burn up 30 seconds. Maybe they can run around the backfield for 30 seconds or something.
Rick wants a 5-yard penalty. So the referee has blown the whistle. And the clock was starting to run. And the clock is down to 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. So with 3.7 seconds left in the game, a flag hits the field. They got the timeout just in time. He was still throwing the yellow flag. That referee was ready to throw something. So so unless something just unbelievable happens, it looks like the Chiefs will win this game, 10-7. I really thought Rick Weed would have been some more scoring in the second half, but
SEC ball games that we're so used to.
The offense was able to move the ball, but every time in the red zone, we always seem to find a way to stop, turn it over, hand it away. It was a very good game. I haven't seen any personal fouls or anything like that compared to some other games we've had. So, been a very well, hard played game. The Chiefs will line up. It is fourth and eight. Sheets takes the snap, gives it to Kyles. Kyles still on his feet. And he holds on. Holds on, and the clock runs out, and the game is over. The Northview Chiefs 10, and the Snead Pirates 7, as we have won our last home game for the year on Seniors Night. So congratulations to the Chiefs. Congratulations to the Chief. We go to 6-2. And next week we will go to Vernon. So 5-2 in the district, my partner is telling me. Northview 6-2, 5-2 in the district. Come join us next week as we travel to Vernon, and we'll see you then.
This is Northview High School Football on NorthEscambia.com. Thanks for listening to Northview High School Football from NorthEscambia.com.